Social Sales. I'm your host, Chelsea Pites, and today I'm bringing you all of the highlights from Facebook Developers' annual conference called the F8 Conference. Thank you so much for joining today. I hope that you will reach out and connect with me on all the socials. I'd love to connect with you on Facebook and Instagram. You can find me by my first and last name on both. Let me know where you came from. Send me a message. Send me a message in Messenger or Instagram direct message and let me know, hey, I came from the podcast. I am loving the community that is coming from this podcast. I love the conversations that we have in the direct messages, which is what we're going to be talking a lot about today. And I'd love to connect with you as well. So thank you in advance for reaching out. So today we are talking about the Facebook F8 conference. Every year, this is a two-day conference where Mark Zuckerberg and their team of developers and heads of different departments come together and talk about what they are going to be rolling out for the coming year. Now, some of these are really exciting to me. Some of them are okay, and some of them I just don't have any involvement with, sort of on the VR, AR side. So I'm going to kind of bring you everything that you need to know about it. You can find oodles and oodles of articles all throughout the internet. I highly recommend checking out TechCrunch articles. They are there live and typically going through all of the information. You also can connect with Stephanie Liu and you can see her great live coverage of the event as well. I'll link all of that stuff below. And then, of course, Engadget, they had a 13-minute video review of all of the highlights, and they edited it really quite brilliantly. So instead of listening to the whole hour, hour and a half, you can just hear everything that Zuckerberg had to say in 13 minutes or less. So check that out. That's also on my Facebook page. It links back to Engadget if you want to watch that. So let's dive into it. You know, those funny things, those like drinking games where you're like, okay, every time somebody says this word, take a drink. Well, I can tell you that if you were playing a drink game while you were listening to Mark Zuckerberg talk on stage, every time you heard the word private or privacy, you would definitely be feeling that buzz within the first 2 minutes of that presentation. His main focus, and not surprising to hear this, is about privacy and protecting your privacy because, as you know, they have had a really difficult time saying that they protect people's privacy in the last several years, what with the data breaches and Cambridge Analytica and all of those things that are happening. And they are saying, hey, listen, we know. They even joked about it. Zuckerberg was like, hey, listen, we don't really have a great reputation for privacy right now, and we get that. And, you know, he chuckled and everybody laughed. But they really are trying according to him. So that remains to be seen what exactly will happen with the privacy. But he did say, and there's a big screen behind him, and the quote was, I believe the future is private. And so what's really important to talk about here is if you hearken back to one of my very first episodes, I decided to talk about Facebook stories and how they really linked with this new cultural movement of moving away from the feed and all these public vanity metrics and public conversations and really moving into a world of privacy where you select who or whom you want to engage with and how, what those terms are. And because of that, and because of people leaving these big platforms to go create more original content and conversations, message-based content, we had Snapchat happen, which is why Facebook and Instagram really tried to rip them off and bring that into their own products. Now, they've already said, hey, yes, we did copy this. So I'm not saying anything shady about those two companies. But what happened was, is people really enjoy the community, which is no surprise, right? So privacy, not only in protecting your data, but private conversations and private content sharing. And they talked a lot about ephemerality as well, meaning disappearing content. And we all know that Snapchat was the original disappearing content. Now, the value in disappearing content is because people pay attention. It's more real time. It's more human. Yes, there is a privacy factor there as well. So that was a really, really big focus on the stage at that time. So they are going to be updating new features with end-to-end encryption, meaning, you know, protecting your messages that go through there. They really focused a lot on Instagram and Facebook, as well as their suite of apps and companies. Facebook Messenger, WhatsApp, and Instagram were mainly mentioned throughout the entire keynote. So let's dive into some of the areas that you're going to be seeing change quite quickly if you haven't seen them already. I think the very first change that jumped out at me is when I opened up my Facebook app the other day and was like, whoa, wait a minute, am I in the right app? I even thought maybe I was in Messenger. It looks very similar now. It's starting to get more similar to what the Instagram feed looks like. But what they've done is they've given themselves a brand redesign almost, and they are using a brighter blue. So the blue on the Facebook logo is different. I like it. It's not as sort of drab. It's got more of a punch of color. They have changed the logo a little bit, and they've really leveraged white space as much as possible. I mean, the desktop version of Facebook, I think, is very busy. It gives me a little bit of anxiety because there's so much stuff going on everywhere. So they're really simplifying that. So I think it's a great change. I know a lot of people don't like change, but I really, for one, like it. So your mobile app most likely has already been changed or is changing and will continue to do so. They're putting stories front and center. And if you look at your mobile device, you know, in the feed, those story tiles are keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And they're using product psychology to generate an action. They have your picture right there. It says add to story, giving you that call to action. They are forcing people to get involved with stories because that's where they believe the future of social media is going. Again, private, direct messaging. You choose what you watch and who you talk to. That's why it's different than the feed. You actually have to tap in by choice to see somebody's story, not just scroll past. So that was really interesting to see that redesign. And now they're also redesigning not only the mobile device, but the entire desktop version. And they are making stories the center of that desktop version as well. Really large tiles where you can see people's stories. So that's probably going to be the largest change. They have moved some sections around, some buttons, some of the areas that you might be used to accessing on the regular may have moved. So you probably have to reacquaint yourself with the desktop version. Now, the other thing that they are really pushing is Facebook groups, which is great because we all love a good Facebook group. I think it remains to be seen what's going to happen with any monetization of groups or Facebook group ads, but they are trying to make community, quote unquote, community, the center of the app and start generating those conversations. So if you do not have a group yet in Facebook, it might behoove you to start thinking about how could you create a community group? How could you leverage it? Can you leverage it for business purposes? Now, there are going to probably be some different set of circumstances if you are doing business or monetizing that group, as they apply to just the regular everyday community that's not selling anything, but they are making groups and the groups tab much easier to find, much more of a central location within both the app and the desktop version. I did see that they were testing some different feeds where you might have a feed of just friends and family, people that you really want to see. I hope this is sort of a leap into the categorization section of potentially seeing who you want to see, because sometimes it can get overwhelming and there are people that are my go-to that I always want to see. Now, I don't have any of that information if they're moving towards that, but it did appear in the picture that I saw that it looked like it was a bunch of Facebook story tiles as its own feed. Maybe it was like a separate in addition to feed. They're always testing different things. So I did see that and thought it was very interesting. But Facebook Messenger beyond stories was a huge, huge discussion point. And they are getting a major facelift. It's basically they're, you know, blowing the whole thing up and going to ground zero because they realize this is where people are going to be communicating. Now, I want you to think of Messenger not just as a messaging application. This is a platform that you can build different apps on top of. So you could do e-commerce on it. You could buy things. You could sell things. You could message people. You could do chatbots. You can do ads. It's almost like an email inbox as well. So you can do all of these different things that happen within Messenger besides just communicating with friends and businesses. So Facebook Messenger is now going to be able to communicate directly with WhatsApp users and also Instagram users. They're really trying to create sort of this unified inbox so that you can see all of your communications all at once. Now, remember, I've talked about the competitors for Facebook, and they really only have two. YouTube, which they're trying to start taking over with Facebook Live and Facebook Watch and Instagram TV, IGTV. The other is the iPhone. The iPhone owns iMessage and messaging, essentially. So they're really trying to become this messaging platform. So it'll be interesting to see if they're able to take over or take on those competitors. So Facebook Messenger users are now going to have sort of this unified inbox. I'm not exactly sure what that looks like. If you have the Facebook Pages Manager app, it might sort of kind of be like that, because you can access your Instagram business account from there as well and your page, your multiple page messages. But you'll be able to communicate with all those suites of products, whether in messages or video calls. Facebook Messenger is going to be lighter and faster. They have an update, I believe it was called Lightspeed, to sort of help that move faster and load quicker. So that will be good for people who are on slower connections. They are working on making all of the communication end-to-end encrypted by default. Now, they weren't able to say exactly when that's going to happen, but essentially that's their move towards creating a more private environment to send content and all of that sort of communication through on the platform. Be as accessible as a text message, but a little bit more entertaining than that. So they have announced that they are launching both a Mac and a PC desktop app, not an actual browser or website that they have to go to. I did mention the faster, smaller mobile app. They're also going to be offering simultaneous video co-watching. So you can watch videos with your friends inside Messenger. I think it's sort of like Watch Party, if you're familiar with that. They are really focusing on beefing up the tools. There's 40 million active businesses and 300,000 businesses that are already on Messenger. Now, that number is up 100,000 over last year. So they're hoping that they're going to be able to up the communication and the traffic on that. So they had 20 billion messages. That's crazy, right? Facebook said that they had 20 billion, with a B, messages sent between people and businesses each month. 20 billion a month. That is up 10 times from 2017 December. You guys, that is insane. If you're not thinking that messaging is taking over, well, here it is right here. So like I said, they're really looking at how you can build any sort of utility on top of messaging. So it's not going to be just messaging. So they're talking about how they can add to it and create the experience for those people who are using it. So they do have the Messenger desktop. It's more of a stripped down version of Messenger focused on chat, audio, video calls. That's going to be debuting later this year. They do have the video co-watching. Essentially, it's the Facebook Watch Party style experience. It would let users pick videos to watch at the same time as a friend of yours. And then you have like reaction cams of their faces shown below the video. That also will be rolling out later this year. I don't know that I'm going to use that one that much, but you know, maybe some people would. Business tools, they've had a little bit of a rough start to their chatbot program that started a few years ago because the bots couldn't really figure out human language and like open-ended responses. So they have 300,000 developers on board. That is crazy. And so they're working on lead generation templates. Now, this is something I'm excited about. Lead generation templates, where you can have templates that will ask, questions to people who may be interacting with your messenger or your bot to help generate leads more. I don't know when that's coming out. It will be through Facebook Ads Manager. I'm very excited about that prospect. It could be really interesting. They're also doing appointment-based business setting. So if you want to set appointments with, you know, dentists, doctors, hairstylists, whatever kind of thing. So really interesting. It's almost like replacing some of the other tools that people have used for their business. They're going to have a close friends and emoji status. That is really more designed to sort of help you come up with things to do or find people that may be out and about that you could connect with that are in your friends list. They are going to have some previews of like your friends' stories and different photos shared in your chats. I don't know. This one was the one that I was like, maybe. I'm not sure. I'd have to really see this one and see how it worked. They're also doing a, quote, your emoji status. And that was being built about a year ago. So it's going to be added there, and it's going to let you add an emoji, like maybe a house or like a dumbbell, low battery, or like a beer mug, and like a short text description. So you can let friends know if you're at work or where you're at. And they'll show like on top of the close friends tab, as well as location sharing maps more once this sort of rolls out. We don't know exactly when that is going to be rolling out. They're rolling out a Meet New Friends tab. This one also sounds kind of interesting, and it's basically a way for them to give you an opportunity to meet new friends. Like, not dating, but don't worry, they're getting into dating as well. But this is supposed to be legitimately for creating connections, people who have shared interests, creating new friends, maybe business connections, all of that. And when they open this Meet New Friends section, they're going to pick the communities through which they're open to meeting new friends. So if they can choose like schools, employers, location, they are going to add groups to it as well. So it's going to be interesting. It's sort of like, I guess, friend dating or friend connection. I can't think of like another thing that actually was sort of similar, but I'm sure there's something online at some point that helped you find friends. And they're going to sort these potential connections by who's most relevant, who has mutual friends or shared interests. Now, I'm not going to spend too much time on the whole dating app. It's called Secret Crush that is coming to Facebook. They're testing it right now in several other countries. It's coming to the US potentially by the end of the year. But you can sort of, I think, as I understand it, put people on a list that you might have a crush on. And if they put you on a list and you match, then you get a notification. I don't know. It sounds interesting to me. So that's sort of the dating piece that came out of the F8 conference updates. That's mainly what they're doing for Messenger and some additions to that. Now, they are, of course, going full force into VR and AR. They did announce several new Oculus sets. So if you are into VR, there is something that you can actually go out and purchase anywhere from $399 to $499. I've not used that one before. Facebook Portal, some of you guys might remember, this is what I got in my stocking from Santa this year, and I haven't really used it. It's sort of just been sitting on my kitchen counter. But live video is coming to the portal. And what I think is cool about the portal is that it has tracking device. So if you're moving around, let's say you're in the kitchen and you want to go live and you're doing a cooking show and you want to move around a little bit, the camera will auto track you. So that's pretty cool. I might actually start using it instead of just being a glorified photo frame. So that's coming. Amazon Prime Video is coming. You're going to be able to watch shows and movies on Facebook Portal. So that should be interesting. We'll see what happens there. Facebook Marketplace is going to let users ship across the U.S. They're going to be able to ship items anywhere in the U.S. and select from a variety of carriers. And buyers will also be able to purchase items directly from Facebook Marketplace. Those, I think, are the biggest updates from the Facebook front. I think I was most impressed probably with the redesign, the fact that, you know, obviously Stories is going to continue to be huge, and obviously Messenger is going to be a major, major, major focus for the next few years. So with that, let's get on to the changes that are coming to Instagram. They did not leave Instagram out of all of the big changes, and these are the ones that I'm really kind of excited about. Well, because you know how much I love Instagram stories, which is why if we're not connected over there, you need to let me know that you came over from the podcast, because I want to connect with you and I want to watch your stories and chat with you. I'm Chelsea.Peitz, P-E-I-T-Z. Okay, Instagram is rolling out quite a few things. So let's start from the top. They are going to make it a lot easier to shop and also to donate to your favorite causes. So one of the things that they are going to roll out is these shoppable posts that are happening for more of the influencer community, where an influencer who may be working with a brand can now tag that piece of clothing or whatever it is, the item that they're selling, and you can actually purchase it by just tapping right on there and having a really quick in-app checkout process. Now, there are shoppable tags already. I have heard it's a little bit convoluted or at least multi-step to actually purchase the product. So I heard this is going to be a lot easier. I actually myself have never purchased anything directly from Instagram, but they are making it a lot easier for purchasing items that perhaps your favorite influencer is sporting. You're going to be able to shop on Instagram without leaving the app. And over the next few weeks, they're going to be testing a feature that lets you buy directly from the app with select influencers and brands. We do not know, at least I do not know, who those influencers and brands are. They are also allowing you, speaking on the influencer side of things, they have launched Instagram creator profiles. Now, this is if you guys remember, Facebook launched Facebook Creator, and I'm laughing because nothing really I noticed came of it, but their new creator profiles are allowing influencers to essentially control their accounts at a more in-depth level with analytics and collaborations. And so they don't have to leave Instagram to use a third party to track everything. We don't know what the qualifications are, how you apply. I assume it's rolling out to a very select few that they are choosing. They are going to have access to profile controls, simplified messaging that helps them basically organize messages from people that they want to see. Because, you know, if you're an influencer, you're probably getting a ton of messages and direct messages from fans and clients and people that want to work with you. And now it's going to let you organize so you don't miss that. So if you get a brand that reaches out to you and wants to work with you, you will not miss that. So that's kind of an interesting thing. You know, influencers have complained that with changes to the algorithm that they're feeling less exposure, etc. So they're really trying, Instagram is really trying to work with those influencers. So they're giving them growth tools that are inside of this Creator Studio. You can manage posts, you can access your content, post types from content library, see how each post is performing. I mean, that's not like anything that new because you have that analytic. Use filters to stay organized, learn more about who's following you, see how many people are interacting with your posts, discover how people find your content, manage everything in one inbox for messages, identify your top followers, and reach out to people who matter the most. They're going to say, you know, when your followers are on Instagram. They're going to give you daily and weekly analytics across posts, IGTV, and Instagram stories. So that will be interesting. I don't know anybody who has that yet, but I'm interested to hear how that works. They also have rolled out, which I'm excited about, is a new Instagram camera. This is, I believe it's called the Create Mode, and the camera is designed to showcase a few of the features that sort of get forgotten and pushed in the back because there's so many different buttons and screens you have to go onto, and it's kind of arranged in this semicircle across the bottom of different little buttons that you can push, almost sort of like, for lack of a better word, a wheel that you can like kind of slide through. It's, you know, thumb level and all of that. So that should be really interesting. I am excited about that for sure because it's going to make it easier to create stories. And the cool thing is now they're going to have a mode where they've had the type mode before. If you've ever gone in there, they have the type mode. It's basically going to be live camera and create mode now. And the create mode is going to house the stickers, the question sticker, the polling stickers, things of that nature, and you don't actually have to now take a picture and try to color the background if you want to just do a story with just text on it or a sticker on it. So that's going to save some time. I do really like that. I am very excited to see that. I don't have that yet as of the recording of this podcast. But they're going to give users quick access to these effects and these interactive stickers, including the new donation sticker. This is to raise money for your favorite nonprofits, and 100% of the money will go directly to those. You can put a sticker on there and raise funds, and that will be a really interesting, cool way for nonprofits to work with Instagram. I do not have that sticker yet, but a lot of people that I have seen on Insta actually do have it. Now, here's what I thought was really, really interesting and exciting to me is Instagram is working on helping people to reduce bullying. They're testing this out right now. Users who take it too far with a comment may receive what's called a quote-unquote nudge from Instagram. I don't know what that nudge is going to say, but maybe some sort of message about the nature of the content, or maybe it's a warning. They're just testing these things, so we don't know if they're actually going to be put into place. They're also going to put less emphasis on the number of followers in the account, which I'm all for. They also are going to test out an away feature, which will help users get some distance from the app if they need to take a break. Maybe if they have broken up with somebody, they've changed cities, some other sort of life event. So that will be interesting to see if that plays out. My favorite part, though, is that they are testing currently in Canada removing likes from posts. Now, this is a really divided group here. People are either up in arms or really excited about it. I happen to be one of the people that's very interested to see what happens. I think it could be a really positive thing. I personally really enjoyed Snapchat because there were no vanity metrics. And let's be honest, a lot of those metrics, as we all know, are vanity. Just because somebody gets 10,000 likes on a post doesn't mean they're driving actual business. It doesn't mean they're getting link clicks. It doesn't mean they're having meaningful conversations. It means none of those things. It truly is a popularity contest. And I'm sure there are people that do, but I don't decide what I like and engage with based on how many likes it gets. I actually enjoy commenting or liking things that don't even have any likes because I feel like I can start a conversation. So I'm on the camp of I'm kind of excited for this. I think it is a good thing. I think, you know, we've heard a lot of information and research and studies about how social media can impact both positively and, of course, negatively on the psychology of people who are using it, feeling lonely, feeling depressed, feeling FOMO, you know, online cyberbullying. So I think this is a really good step in the right direction, and I am looking forward to this. I would love to hear what you guys think about the removing of the likes or any of the other topics that I've talked about here today. I, again, don't have all of these, but I'm really, really excited to see some of these changes that are coming out both for Facebook and for Instagram and Messenger. They also had a few other announcements about AR and VR. Again, like I mentioned, all you have to do is Google F8 and you can find all of the articles that go through everything in detail. I just want to say thanks again for listening today. I hope this was helpful to you, kind of have like a highlight of where things are going, essentially direct messaging, Facebook stories, and potentially reducing some of those vanity metrics. And really, it's about creating content and connecting with your community, sending direct messages that matter, and connecting with human beings. So I'd love to connect with you on all the socials. You can find me by my name everywhere at chelsea.pites. That's P-E-I-T-Z. If you'd like more information about me, you can find me at chelseapites.com on all the socials by my name. Send me a direct message on Instagram. Let me know you came from the show, and I look forward to talking with you soon. Bye.